This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said Thursday Russian shelling wounded at least 9 people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson Thursday as residents were being evacuated because of flooding caused by the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia expressed his profound concern over the reports of shelling, which he said injured people directly involved in rescue operations.
According to the Kherson local authorities, at least 9 people, including police, medical, and rescue personnel, were wounded today in the city as a result of shelling that occurred during the ongoing evacuation operation.
The ambassador strongly condemned the shellings and called on Russia to cease such attacks to allow the evacuation teams to safely help the affected civilian population. Along with a humanitarian crisis, the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine has left tens of thousands of people deprived of drinking water, left many homeless, crops ruined, and set the stage for long-term electricity shortages in the country. The situation also created an ecological catastrophe. It's too soon to know the full scale of the destruction to the natural ecosystem, but experts have said it's massive. Anna Ackerman, a board member with one of Ukraine's leading environmental civic organizations, confirmed that point for VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday.
Some of Ukrainian experts are already comparing the consequences to those of Chernobyl and the Chernobyl disaster in terms of the impact on the environment. Of course, it would be limited in space in terms that most of the consequences would have to be borne by Ukraine itself, not by the neighboring countries or the world. But the scale is huge. Ukraine is also the second largest country in Europe.
This is VOA News. The leaders of the United States and Great Britain Thursday gave assurances they will continue to provide adequate resources to Ukraine over whatever time is needed to ensure the country does not fall to Russian forces. Details now from DOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
During a joint news conference in the White House East Room, U.S. President Joe Biden and visiting British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged to work for long-term security arrangements for Ukraine. Sunak said Russian President Vladimir Putin is hoping the alliance will become fatigued, but that is not going to happen and outside support will continue for years.
I think it sends a strong signal to him that there is no point trying to wait us out. We're not going anywhere. We will be here for as long as it takes.
Biden and Sunak, meanwhile, announced what they termed an unprecedented economic agreement between Washington and London to strengthen supply chains, develop technology, and invest in each other's industries. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has reported on social media Thursday that he has been indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice, apparently for mishandling sensitive government documents. More now from VOA's Steve Miller.
Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform, quote, "The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax," end quote. The Justice Department had no immediate comment or confirmation. In a sworn statement to a federal court last year, an FBI agent said there was probable cause to believe several crimes were committed. The U.S. Justice Department has been investigating whether Trump mishandled classified documents he retained after leaving the White House in 2021. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. was shrouded in a haze of smoke Thursday as hundreds of Canadian wildfires continued to push clouds of polluted air across much of the eastern United States, causing flight disruptions and prompting warnings from health officials. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has this report.
Health officials in more than a dozen states have warned millions of residents that spending time outdoors could cause respiratory issues due to the high levels of fine particulates in the atmosphere. New York State Governor Kathy Hochul urged residents in affected areas, particularly the 5 boroughs of New York City, wear masks when outside and limit outdoor activity to protect themselves. New York City saw pollution similar to that found in perennial smoggy cities such as Dhaka and Delhi, according to Swiss technology company IQ Air. Winds are carrying the smoke south from Canada, which is experiencing its worst ever start to the wildfire season on record. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday said he'd spoken with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the crisis, and hundreds of U.S. firefighters and equipment were assisting Canadian crews battling the blazes.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.